And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Today is Tuesday, the 27th of August, and I have a couple of guests in from the University of Alaska Sitka campus. My name is Peter Apathy, and with me today I have Bob Love. He's the Outreach Specialist for Healthcare, and Owen Kindig. He's the Media Specialist at the campus. Good morning, folks. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Peter. Thanks for having us.
So, Bob, it's time for school to start.
Yeah, it's upon us, ready or not. So our first day of instruction will be September 3rd. So if you come to campus on Monday the 2nd, that's Labor Day, the building will be closed. So it's Tuesday, September 3rd. Classes will begin. And also the fact that, again, some of the local classes that we'd like to make sure people are well aware of that you can still sign up for. Some of these are our art classes, Northwest Coastal Art, beginning drawing, ceramics, focus on history of world art. We also are offering math, 105, 107, and government and psychology. Those classes are general education requirement classes, so those will help students toward their degree programs.
Thanks, Bob. So these are all local classes that there's correct. A physical classroom, there's a teacher present, and you can walk in and sit
correct.
Down at the desk and go to town, right?
That's it. That's exactly right. And for the first time, we're going to try a local anatomy and physiology class, which traditionally it's always been through the web-based program taught over the internet. But this year we're going to try it just to see what we can get. And it's open to, I believe, high school as well as any adults that want to check it out. So come to campus and sign up at the registration. As you come through the double doors, you'll see our two native columns there that we have that have been done by some of our students, the artwork.
That's so interesting because I think most places would think, well, we're going to teach anatomy and physiology in a classroom and then maybe we'll try it distance. But this campus chose to do that the other way around, teach it by distance and then let's see if it works locally.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was shooting a actual dissection of an eye in somebody's kitchen. One of the students did it in his kitchen, took pictures, documented what he had done, labeled it, sent it off to his professor, checked the video of the professor dissecting the eye. Everything was done by people on campus sending out the scalpels and all of the tools that they needed, and the student did it right there at home. And that means that it can be taken by anybody, anywhere. And so distance is – that's why 80% of our students are – our distance students.
And distance can be from probably as far away as other countries or could be even – are there distance students even locally here in town?
Oh, yeah. A lot of the local Sitka students choose to do e-learning because they can do it after they put the kids to bed. They can get up early before they go to work. They have to work – they have a full-time job. It's flexible.
So your job description, again, is communications or media specialist. So is this technology part of what you do at the campus?
I'm mainly concerned with marketing and communicating, but I do have some hands-on skills myself in terms of video and photography and help with the website. So, yeah, I'm a newbie. I've been here 5 months, and I'm loving the campus. It's an awesome group of people. I've been really excited to see the quality of both the faculty and the staff. It's a terrific organization, and I'm proud to be part of it.
Well, it's great to have you here, of course. What kind of are there any new programs? What's new going on at the campus this year?
We have two new programs, fisheries technology, and probably most people around here have seen the brochures that we've mailed out about it or heard the radio advertising. We have high hopes for that program. We think that it's the largest employer of people in the state of Alaska and only growing. And there is a need for qualified people who understand the science, who have leadership skills, who have communication skills. And the fisheries technology program will help move them into management tracks and higher income level tracks within the fisheries industry. We also have the law enforcement industry or the law enforcement program, which is starting this fall. And it will appeal both to new people who want to either as traditional students or as non-traditional adult students want to change of careers and join the law enforcement, or many of the people will be either a former military or current law enforcement officers who want to upgrade their knowledge and skill level, especially in the area of thinking like a police officer, learning how to communicate, how to understand cultures and understand the laws and so forth.
What kind of degree is or certification comes out of someone who comes to someone who would be taking classes in law enforcement?
Both the law enforcement and the fisheries technology program offer a AAS degree, Associate of Applied Science. It's a two-year degree. Mm-hmm. That degree continues on into a bachelor's degree that you could take with other University of Alaska campuses. So you could continue and go on with the degree if you chose. Mm-hmm. But just a two-year degree makes a big difference in somebody's ability to get noticed. There's always more police applicants than there are jobs available. High demand and good salaries.
That's excellent. Hey, Bob, can you tell me a little bit about some I know there's a lot of construction that's been going on over the campus. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on in that area?
Yeah, we keep calling it continual phases in the projects there. As you come into campus with the totem poles, you'll see on both sides in the wing that's on the side that you enter in into the hangar area now, which is our construction and welding area. We're now in the process of renovating a new art facility. So we will have that's going on right now as we speak, and December of 2013, or maybe more like January 2014, we're hoping to have that facility completed and ready for students. In the meantime, it's the art classes are going to be taking place in the old welding area inside the hangar, so people are pretty familiar with that. And then upstairs, we have a new lecture hall that continues to host all our video conferencing areas, graduation, speakers. We had Board of Regents there. A lot of groups come in and utilize that facility. Mount Edgecombe just had their in-service training in that facility. So it's been a marvelous addition to our campus. And the student services area, offices, new advising wing, that's up in the Learning Center. So everything in our advising area is now the Student Success Center.
Fantastic. So if someone wants to sign up for class, whether it's a local class or a distance-delivered or e-learning class, what's the next step for them?
They can either call 747-7717 to talk to an advisor and get some advice and kind of learn the ropes. They could call directly to the registration hotline, which is 747-7700, or they could come into the front counter if they already know what they want to sign up for. They can go online. We're about ready to launch our new website, which will make it much easier to do this. But you can go online and sign up through the online system. And we encourage most people who haven't done much in the way of education for a while to call one of our advisors. They're really helpful. 747-7717.
It's a great service to be able to talk directly to an advisor.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming in. So again, with me today, we have Bob Love, Outreach Specialist for Healthcare, and Owen Kindig, Media Specialist. They're both from the University of Alaska Sitka campus. And thanks again for coming in. It's been great having you.
Thank you.
All right.